Right, so we're back for another deep dive. And, I think it's safe to say we're all fascinated by this idea
Yeah.
of, these tiny powerhouses inside our bodies, getting a boost from our workouts. So today we're diving deep into the world of mitochondria
Yes.
and how exercise transforms these microscopic energy factories.
Absolutely.
And we've got a stack of research studies and expert reviews ready to unpack.
For sure.
All pointing to some incredible ways exercise can supercharge our cells.
It's pretty fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Those people, they know exercise is good for them,
Right.
but they don't always realize what's happening at the microscopic level.
Yeah, you hear mitochondria, and it sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Right.
Break it down for us.
Yeah.
What are mitochondria, and why should we care, especially when it comes to exercise?
Well, you can think of mitochondria as the tiny batteries that power every single cell in your body.
Okay.
So their job is to take the food that we eat and convert it into usable energy, which is a molecule called ATP.
Gotcha.
And without them, our cells wouldn't be able to do well anything.
Right.
And what's really cool is that exercise actually acts as a signal
Okay.
that triggers our bodies to not just maintain these batteries, but actually upgrade them.
Okay, so it's not just about burning calories.
Yeah.
It's about making our cells more efficient energy producers.
Exactly.
Now, that's a workout benefit I can get behind.
For sure.
But what's actually happening in there?
Yeah.
Are my mitochondria doing burpees?
Well, not quite burpees, but exercise does put them through a kind of a workout of their own.
Okay.
It's a positive stress that leads to some pretty remarkable adaptations.
Okay.
And one of the most exciting is mitochondrial biogenesis.
Okay.
And that is where your body actually creates more mitochondria,
What? Wait.
especially in your muscles.
Wait, so I can actually make more of these energy powerhouses?
Exactly.
Sign me up.
It's like your body is responding to the increased energy demand
Okay.
by building more power plants.
I like that.
Imagine having more energy on tap for everything you do.
So I'm literally building a more powerful cellular engine through exercise.
You got it.
That's mind-blowing.
Yeah, and it gets even cooler.
Oh.
Exercise doesn't just increase the number of mitochondria, it also improves their quality.
Okay.
It encourages a process called fusion,
Fusion.
where mitochondria join together to form larger, more efficient networks.
So they're like teaming up to
Yeah.
create energy superhighways. I
Precisely.
love it.
It allows them to share resources and handle energy production even more effectively.
Awesome.
Now, this next part might seem counterintuitive,
Okay.
but exercise also prompts mitochondria to divide,
Okay.
a process known as fission.
Hold on. Why would they split up if they're trying to team up?
Well, it's actually a brilliant quality control mechanism.
Oh.
By dividing, mitochondria can isolate and remove any damaged sections,
Okay.
ensuring a healthy and efficient population.
Gotcha.
Think of it like a car getting a tune-up. Old or worn-out parts get replaced to keep everything running smoothly.
Okay, so we're talking about creating more mitochondria,
Right.
merging them for maximum efficiency,
Yes.
and then getting rid of any duds through fission. Is there
Exactly.
anything else these little powerhouses are doing during exercise?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Remember that cellular recycling center we mentioned, mitophagy?
Yeah.
Well, exercise actually steps up that process too.
Oh, wow.
It helps
Yeah.
clear out any damaged or worn out mitochondria,
Okay.
making way for those new supercharged ones.
So exercise is really like a personal trainer for our mitochondria,
Yes.
pushing them to get stronger, work together, and stay in top shape.
It is.
This is all starting to make sense now.
Good.
But I have to ask,
Yeah.
how are these tiny organelles sensing and responding to exercise?
Right?
Are they receiving motivational speeches in there?
That's where the molecular magic comes in.
Okay.
We need to dive into the world of kinases, transcription factors, and autophagy
Oh.
to understand how these tiny powerhouses are adapting.
All right.
It might sound complicated, but trust me, it's worth understanding.
Okay. I'm ready for the deep dive. Give me all the science,
Okay.
but maybe skip the jargon.
So one of the key players here is AMPK,
AMPK.
which acts like a cellular energy sensor.
Okay.
So when you exercise, your ATP levels drop and AMP levels rise, signaling that your body needs more energy.
Gotcha.
AMPK notices this shift, and it's like a little alarm bell going off saying, hey, we're working hard here.
Okay.
We need more power.
So AMPK is basically our cell's way of saying time to hit the energy bar.
You got it.
I get it.
And AMPK doesn't just sound the alarm,
Okay.
it sets a whole chain reaction in motion.
Okay.
This leads to the activation of another crucial player, PGC1.
PGC1, that sounds like a secret code.
It does.
What does it do?
Well, think of PGC1 as the master architect of mitochondrial biogenesis.
Okay.
When it's switched on, it tells your cells to start producing more mitochondrial proteins.
Okay.
Essentially, it's in charge of building more energy factories. So AMPK is like the fitness tracker.
Yeah.
Letting PGC1 know it's time to build some muscle.
Yes.
Or in this case, more mitochondria.
Exactly.
I'm loving this analogy.
That's a great way to think about it.
Okay.
And remember mitophagy, that cellular recycling process?
Yes.
Well, it also involves some key players like PNK1 and Parkin.
PNK1 and Parkin sounds like a dynamic duo.
They absolutely are.
What do they do?
They act like quality control inspectors constantly monitoring your mitochondria.
Okay.
If they find one that's damaged or not functioning properly, they tag it for removal.
So they sound like the bouncers of the cell making sure only the best mitochondria get in.
That's a great way to visualize it. That's a great way to visualize it.
Hmm.
And once those less than stellar mitochondria are tagged, they get escorted to the lysosomes.
Lysosomes.
The recycling centers of the cell.
Okay.
Where they're broken down and their components are repurposed.
So we've got this whole system in place.
We do.
To make sure our mitochondria are constantly being upgraded and recycled. And exercise is playing a key role in optimizing those systems.
It is.
This is incredible.
Mm.
But I have to ask, does the type of exercise we do matter when it comes to mitochondrial health?
That's a great question.
Is there a best workout for these little powerhouses?
Well, researchers have been exploring this.
Okay.
And there's evidence that different types of exercise can trigger unique adaptations in our mitochondria.
Okay.
Let's start with endurance training, like long runs, bike rides, or swims.
Okay.
These activities really challenge your cardiovascular system.
Okay.
And require sustained energy production.
So you're putting those mitochondria through a marathon.
Exactly.
Training them to become more efficient over time.
Endurance training is like telling your muscles, hey, we need a lot of energy. And we need it now.
Okay.
And your body responds by increasing the number of mitochondria in those muscles.
Gotcha.
To meet the demand.
It's like training for a marathon.
Yeah.
The more you run, the stronger and more efficient your muscles become to handle the challenge. And it sounds like the same principle applies to our mitochondria.
Absolutely. And this adaptation isn't limited to the muscles you're directly working.
Oh.
Endurance training can actually improve mitochondrial function throughout your body.
Real.
Even in organs like your brain.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah.
So all those miles logged on the treadmill could actually be boosting my brain power too.
It's true.
I'm suddenly feeling very motivated.
Remember, those mitochondria are in every cell of your body.
Right.
Not just your muscles.
Yeah.
They all benefit from exercise.
Okay, this is blowing my mind.
Yeah.
So it's not just about building bigger biceps or stronger quads.
No.
It's about improving the energy production of every cell in our body.
Exactly.
Including those crucial brain cells.
Yes.
Okay.
Now let's switch gears to high-intensity interval training, or HIIT.
HIIT.
It's become incredibly popular.
Yeah.
And for good reason.
Yeah.
It involves short bursts of intense exercise.
Okay.
Interspersed with brief recovery periods.
So instead of a marathon, it's more like a series of sprints.
Right.
Pushing your body to its max and then giving it a chance to recover.
Exactly.
Does that have the same impact on mitochondria as endurance training?
Research suggests it can be just as effective or even more so.
Okay.
In improving mitochondrial function in a shorter amount of time.
Oh, wow.
It seems that those intense bursts of energy demand really kick those mitochondria into high gear.
That's good news for people like me who are always short on time.
I hear you.
But what about strength training?
Yeah.
Does lifting weights have the same effect on mitochondria?
Resistance training, like lifting weights or using resistance bands, has its own unique way of impacting mitochondria.
Okay.
While it might not lead to the creation of as many new mitochondria as endurance training, it does something quite remarkable.
Okay.
It makes the existing mitochondria more efficient.
So it's not about quantity.
Right.
It's about quality.
I like it.
Precisely.
Okay. It's like taking your existing power plants and upgrading them with the latest technology, making them even better at converting fuel into energy.
So if endurance training is like building more factories, resistance training is about making your existing factories work smarter.
You got it.
I'm starting to see a pattern here.
Good.
No matter what type of exercise you choose, you're giving those mitochondria a reason to level up.
Exactly. And when you combine endurance training and resistance training, what we call concurrent training, you're really giving your mitochondria the ultimate workout.
So it's like a two-pronged approach.
Right.
build more mitochondria with endurance training.
Yeah.
And then optimize them with resistance training.
Exactly.
Concurrent training sounds like the winning formula.
It very well could be. You're maximizing both the quantity and quality of those energy factories.
Okay, so we've covered the basics of how exercise from marathons to sprints to weightlifting impacts these microscopic energy powerhouses.
We have.
It's truly amazing how adaptable our bodies are.
It is.
Even at the cellular level.
It really speaks to the power of movement
yeah.
and how it affects our health at the deepest level.
Right.
And the amazing thing is
yeah.
these benefits aren't limited to young, super fit individuals.
Okay.
Even as we age, exercise can help counteract those age-related declines in mitochondrial function.
Wait, so you're telling me that even if I haven't been the most active person,
right,
it's not too late to reap the benefits of exercise and boost those mitochondria?
It's absolutely never too late.
That's encouraging.
But research has shown that regular exercise, even later in life,
okay.
can improve mitochondrial function and even slow down the aging process in muscle.
So it's like hitting the refresh button on those aging mitochondria.
Yeah.
This is fantastic news for anyone who's worried about slowing down as they get older.
It really highlights the power of exercise throughout the lifespan.
Awesome.
But before we get carried away with all the incredible benefits,
okay.
I think it's important to acknowledge that exercise is just one piece of the puzzle.
Okay, I was just about to ask about that.
Okay.
What else should we be doing to keep those mitochondria humming?
Right.
Is there a special mitochondrial diet I need to know about?
Well, nutrition definitely plays a crucial role.
Okay.
Your mitochondria need the right nutrients to function properly.
Right.
So a balanced diet that provides those building blocks is essential.
So it's not just about sweating it out at the gym.
Yeah.
It's about fueling those workouts properly, too.
Exactly.
What are some key nutrients we should be focusing on?
First and foremost, antioxidants are incredibly important.
They help
protect your mitochondria from damage
okay.
caused by free radicals, which are unstable molecules
okay.
that can wreak havoc on our cells.
So antioxidants are like the bodyguards for our mitochondria.
That's a great way to think about it.
Shielding them from harm.
And the best way to get those antioxidants
yeah.
is by loading up on colorful fruits and vegetables.
Oh.
Think berries, leafy greens, tomatoes, sweet potatoes, the list goes on.
Eat the rainbow. I've heard that before, but I never realized it was good for my mitochondria, too.
And don't forget about healthy fats.
Healthy fats.
They're crucial for maintaining the structural integrity of the mitochondrial membrane.
Okay.
Which is essential for their function.
So healthy fats are like the building materials
yeah.
that keep those mitochondrial powerhouses running smoothly.
Exactly.
Okay.
Good sources of healthy fats include avocados, nuts, seeds, olive oil, and fatty fish.
Avocados and nuts. My two favorite food groups. This mitochondrial diet is sounding pretty delicious so far.
And just like any good machine, mitochondria need time to rest and recharge.
Oh.
This is where sleep comes in.
Ah, yes. Sleep, the ultimate reset button.
It is.
But how exactly does it benefit those tiny powerhouses?
When you sleep, your body goes into repair mode.
Okay.
It's a time for cellular regeneration.
Yeah.
And that includes your mitochondria.
Okay.
When you don't get enough sleep.
Yeah.
Your mitochondria don't have adequate time to recover from the day's activities.
That makes sense.
This can lead to a buildup of damage and decreased efficiency.
So just like our muscles need rest to recover after a workout.
Right.
So do our mitochondria.
Yes.
And if we're constantly skimping on sleep.
Yeah.
Those little powerhouses are going to start to sputter.
Exactly. And there's one more factor that plays a critical role in mitochondrial health.
Okay, what's that?
Stress management.
Stress, everyone's favorite topic.
I know.
But how does it impact those little powerhouses? They seem pretty tough.
Believe it or not, chronic stress can actually damage mitochondria
Reese?
And impair their function.
Huh.
When we're stressed, our bodies release a cascade of hormones.
Yeah.
Like cortisol.
Okay.
That can interfere with mitochondrial processes.
So it's like putting those mitochondria under constant pressure.
Right.
No wonder we feel drained when we're stressed out.
Precisely. And over time,
yeah.
this chronic stress can take a toll on your energy levels, mood, and overall health.
So it's a holistic approach.
It is.
Exercise, nutrition, sleep, and stress management. All these things work together to keep our mitochondria healthy and functioning optimally.
That's right. It's about creating an environment
okay.
where your mitochondria can thrive.
I like that.
And when your mitochondria are happy,
yeah.
you're likely to feel more energetic, focused, and resilient.
I love that.
Yeah.
So we've explored the types of exercise that benefit mitochondria,
yes.
the role of nutrition and sleep, and even the impact of stress on these tiny energy factories.
Here you have.
Is there anything else we should know about this fascinating world?
Well, what's truly fascinating is the connection between mitochondrial health
okay.
and a wide range of diseases.
Ooh.
Research is discovering that mitochondrial dysfunction is linked to everything.
Wow.
From heart disease and diabetes to neurodegenerative disorders.
Oh, wow.
Like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's.
Hold on, this is getting serious now.
Yeah.
Are you saying that the health of these tiny organelles
right.
could have such a significant impact on our overall health?
The evidence is certainly mounting.
Wow.
Scientists are finding that when mitochondria aren't functioning properly,
okay.
it can contribute to the development of various chronic diseases.
Gotcha.
It's an area of intense research,
okay.
and we're only beginning to understand the full extent of this connection.
So taking care of our mitochondria could be one of the most important things.
It seems that way.
We can do for our long-term health.
It's definitely a key piece of the puzzle.
Wow.
While more research is needed,
yeah.
it makes sense that by supporting mitochondrial health,
okay.
we might be able to create a more resilient cellular environment.
Gotcha.
One that's better equipped to resist disease.
That's both fascinating and a little bit daunting.
Right.
But it's also incredibly empowering.
Yes.
To realize that we have some control over these processes.
We do.
Even at the cellular level.
Yeah.
So what can we do? What are some practical things our listeners can start doing today
right.
to give their mitochondria some love?
Well, that's the exciting part. A lot of the things we've already discussed are within our control.
Okay.
It's not about some complicated scientific protocol.
Right.
It's about making simple, healthy choices in our daily lives.
Gotcha.
Let's start with exercise.
Okay.
Find an activity you enjoy and make it a consistent part of your routine.
So no need to force myself into those hardcore boot camps if I'd rather be dancing.
Exactly. The type of exercise matters less than finding something you can do regularly and enjoy.
Okay.
Whether it's going for a brisk walk, taking a yoga class, swimming, hiking, or hitting the gym.
Right.
The key is to move your body consistently.
Got it. Consistency is key.
Get those mitochondria working.
And what about nutrition? Any specific tips for fueling those mitochondrial powerhouses?
Absolutely. Remember those antioxidants we talked about?
Yeah.
The ones that protect your mitochondria from damage?
Yeah.
Load up on colorful fruits and vegetables. Berries, leafy greens, tomatoes, sweet potatoes. Think vibrant colors.
Eat the rainbow for happy mitochondria. I can get behind that.
And what about healthy fats you mentioned? Those were important too.
Yes, they are.
They help keep the mitochondrial membranes strong and flexible.
Right.
Which is essential for their function.
Okay.
Think avocados, nuts, seeds, olive oil, and fatty fish.
Okay. So move your body, eat the rainbow, and don't skimp on the healthy fats.
Right.
What else?
Prioritize sleep.
Sleep.
Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night.
Wow.
Remember, your mitochondria need that downtime to repair and regenerate.
Okay.
They're working hard for you all day, so give them a chance to recharge.
Makes sense. Sleep is like a spa day for ourselves.
Exactly. And we can't forget about stress management.
Stress management, right.
You mentioned that chronic stress can wreak havoc on mitochondria.
Yes, it can.
That's right. Chronic stress leads to a cascade of hormonal changes that can actually damage mitochondria.
Wow.
And impair their function. So find healthy ways to manage stress.
Okay.
Meditation, yoga, spending time in nature, or simply taking a few deep breaths throughout the day.
Right.
Whatever helps you unwind and de-stress.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as taking a few deep breaths
right.
can actually benefit those tiny powerhouses
right.
within ourselves.
Right.
So to recap, we've got exercise, nutrition, sleep, and stress management.
Yes.
Those are the key ingredients for happy and healthy mitochondria.
Those are the big ones.
Anything else we should add to this recipe?
Actually, there's one more ingredient that's often overlooked.
Okay. What's that?
Sunlight.
Sunlight. Really? I thought too much sun was bad for us.
It's all about balance.
Okay.
While excessive sun exposure can be harmful,
right.
moderate sunlight exposure is beneficial for mitochondrial function.
Okay.
Sunlight helps your body produce vitamin D, which yeah. plays a role in regulating mitochondrial activity.
So getting some sunshine can actually boost those little energy factories.
It can.
Who knew?
Of course, always be mindful of sun protection and avoid excessive exposure.
Right.
But don't be afraid to soak up a little sunshine. It's good for your mitochondria and your mood.
Wow, this has been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
I feel like I've learned so much about these tiny but mighty organelles.
Me too.
It's inspiring to realize that we have so much power to influence their health.
We do.
And in turn, our own well-being.
Absolutely.
And to our listeners, we hope you've enjoyed this deep dive into the fascinating world of mitochondria.
Yes.
Remember, those tiny energy factories are working hard for you every second of every day.
That's right.
So why not give them the support they need to thrive?
Exactly.
Exercise, eat a colorful diet, prioritize sleep, manage stress, and soak up some sunshine.
Good advice.
Your mitochondria will thank you for it.
Until next time, keep those mitochondria humming.